Before we start today's show, you guys should know we do an exclusive episode just for subscribers of the Gas Digital Network. That's right, our Friday episode is exclusively for subscribers, so not only do you get over 1,000 episodes that are ad-free, uncensored, and not available anywhere else in the world, but you also get a bonus episode of the Real Ass Podcast every single week.
If you want to try out the network, use the promo code RAP, R-A-P, today. Get a 7-day free trial. If you like it, keep it and get access to the archives, uncensored episodes, ad-free, and again, that bonus episode once a week.
Plus extra member benefits like access to the Racist Live Chat and discounts on tickets to live events. The brand new Gas Digital Network. So go to gasdigital.com or download the apps for both Apple and Android.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're from Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Hey, oh God. This is crazy.
What's up, doggies? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, on a hump day, on a pump day, on a thump day. It's the Puerto Rican rattlesnake. You know what the fuck's up, doggy? I haven't done that in a while. I forgot about that one. It is a Wednesday. I am Louis J. Gomez. He is Zach D'Amico. He is the international superstar.
Feeling good, buddy.
You are feeling good. Feeling fucking smooth. Smooth like a fucking smoothie. I want to drink you up, Zach.
You are hungry.
I want to put you in my belly. I'm starving, dude. I'm on hour fucking 40 of a 60-hour fast right now. I'm going to kill myself. This is
it's
crazy.
It's like on a desert island in a cartoon where you just turn it into
a ham.
Yeah.
I'm a ham. Like, oh, sitting talking to him. I'm a ham with glasses.
I'm so hungry. Great job planned today. Obviously, our black guest is late. Why not? Why wouldn't it be?
He's here. He just ran across to go to the bathroom.
Oh, okay. That's fine. That's good. We do have...
That's who's going to be the chicken when we want to.
You know him and love him from the End podcast with Ryan Shaner. Ladies and gentlemen, Ryan Shaner back on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
People love you.
Oh, get out of here.
People love you, doggy.
That's great.
Sid the Kid is here. Sid Gant, Chakra Poppers. He's going to be in here in just a moment. He's in the bathroom right now.
He's taking a big old chakra right now.
Yeah, dude. Shows up late.
His mom was Chakra Khan.
All right, so we have a lot to talk about today. It's just going to be a fun show. We'll do plugs in a minute. But what are we up against, Shannon?
So in 1942.
Uh-oh.
Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
No.
He did.
No, Hitler killed a lot of Jews. 1942. Hitler killed a lot of Jews. It's
roses are reddish, violets are bluish. If it wasn't for Hitler, we'd all be Jewish.
Whoa. I'm glad you showed up just for that.
What up, Sid?
No, hey.
What up, Sid?
What's up?
Sid the fucking kid. What's up, doggy?
Not much, man. Good to be here.
Damn, dude. You almost made it on time. Only 4 minutes late. That's not bad. That's not bad.
It's pretty good.
It's the latest I've ever been here.
That's sure.
I was wondering where you were.
You look like if AI made Doug's best friend a real person. Skeeter?
I remember Doug's best friend. I remember the bad guy that
Roger
the bully.
Yeah.
He had like a weird slanty fucking
Nazi
haircut and green hair. Hold on.
No, he had green skin, red hair.
Oh, okay.
Red hair.
Skeeter.
There's Skeet. Yeah, you remember Skeet?
I kind of remember him. I read Doug Funny's a fucking dweeb.
He was gay.
He was a gay dweeb. Was he gay? No.
No, he loved Patty Mayonnaise, but it was like the gayest cartoon.
He was simping for mayonnaise.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah, Patty Mayonnaise was a skinny fucking looking olive oil looking bitch.
Because you wanted BB Bluff. You wanted to see what BB Bluff looked like naked. And then Connie, she had the big fat ass.
I don't remember any of these guys. Was this high school? Was it supposed to be? Or middle school?
Elementary school.
No. I'm not saying.
Oh, this is middle school for them.
Yeah.
What grade were Doug supposed to be in?
I don't know, but he got fat over the summer at his grandma's house.
That's
and
true.
And then he wouldn't take his shirt off at the pool.
He had to go on a diet.
Yeah, dude. Patty Mayonnaise was a skinny bitch, dude. How old was Patty Mayonnaise supposed to be? We shouldn't be judging Patty Mayonnaise.
Patty Mayonnaise probably was about 12 years old.
When we were watching her, though, it was age appropriate.
It was age appropriate. Yeah, I guess we did.
We're grandfathered into that shit,
so we can still fantasize. I wonder what Patty. What is Shannon? Type in Patty Mayonnaise now.
Yeah, she's a little.
She better have a fatty mayonnaise right now, dude. She better be fucking.
Patty Mayonnaise has seven kids. Yo, she married Roger.
Bring up her OnlyFans.
Yeah, dude.
Only. That would be so sick. There's got to be a Rule 34 for that.
Why not?
I did find that. It says that she was 11 when she first started.
Damn, dude.
That's crazy. What year was that?
Like 92 or 93.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Patty Mayonnaise now, Shannon. Does it exist?
No, she better be a thick tune right now, dude.
Fucking, yeah. I mean, like all of them, they all grew up, right?
They did a thing like, because Rugrats did that all grown up fucking thing.
Did they?
Yeah, all grown up.
They did that.
I bet Angelica got toyed.
She did.
Angelica ended up being a fucking toy.
So did Lil.
Is that her black friend?
No, that's the twin from Phil and Lil.
Oh, Lil? Yeah, Lil ended up being toy?
Lil got fucking
Yo, Lil was toy?
It's so weird.
Can we see Lil as an adult?
I tell you what's not Lil. That ass.
Yo, who else got fucking stacked? Susie Carmichael. Dude, fucking get
did
out.
Did you ever hear the theory?
Shannon, they have Patty Mayonnaise growing up in the Race of Life chat already. How do they beat you to it every time? It's crazy.
Oh, but that's wild. Not, I mean...
Shannon,
that's a whole
thing. Did you ever hear the theory that Angelica was the only real one?
Yes, and she all the babies had died or some shit.
Yeah, so they were her imaginary friends because Phil and Lil's mom lost the baby before they found out the sex, so she's twins. Chucky died in the car accident with his mom.
I thought Chucky's mom died of cancer.
I thought she died in a car accident.
No, maybe. I think it was cancer.
Okay,
which was even more dark and depressing. Mm.
Yeah, the there was a weird dark tone to the Nicktoons of that era. This was the Red and Stimpy, the Rugrats, Doug, the way it was drawn, everything. And then there was other. Now maybe I'm thinking MTV.
Yeah, it was like Cat
MTV
Dog.
Had a weird thing.
They had the oddities because they had the head.
Dude, Rocco's Modern Life.
Well, Rocco's Modern Life was like, that's what the answer was for dark. Ren and Stimpy when Ren and Stimpy got canceled.
Yeah, when they were like, Ren and Stimpy, chill.
No.
Okay, first of all, we know what you're doing, okay? You guys are sick fucks.
Dude.
Ren and Stimpy was the fucking Harvey Weinstein of cartoons.
Dude, every time I watched it,
we based our entire friendship off of Ren and Stimpy.
Me and you?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
It's so good.
I'm an angry Latino chihuahua. And Zach is a big, goofy cat. Ah, fuck, dude. Ren and Stimpy, yeah, they were, let's see, them. That's
yo,
them.
That's what I'm talking. What is this, though? Why are they gay?
Was this?
Yo. So,
this is the all grown up versions. These
yeah, and then
ones.
That's just some artist conception.
Yeah, they're like tweens.
Dude, I don't like that.
That's like the characters girls used to post on their Angel Cities websites.
Oh, my God. Yeah, dude. This is not good.
Yeah, so Lil grew up. Angelica was probably... And then they had a black Angelica.
Susie Carmichael.
Black Angelica. Mm-hmm. That's what I called her.
Right. Angelica Houston.
Black Angelica.
Dude, Black Angelica. You remember? Yeah, she came in...
That's a sick name.
I don't know when she premiered, but it was not initially.
No,
Angelica
no.
was a little cunt.
Dude. It's pronounced Angelica.
With two Qs, two apostrophes.
Holy shit.
It was
Susie. Susie.
Yeah.
Susie Carmichael. Yeah.
Susie.
Yeah.
There she is.
There you go. She probably grew up and was fucking toys as well.
She's fucking hot as hell.
Fucking Zoe Kravitz now.
But she's woke as fuck. I can't stand her.
No, it's probably
She's an uppity black. You know she thinks her shit doesn't stink.
She grew up with all white kids.
Yeah. Dude, she bought property at like 25. Don't you hate when you see like a young black chick
constantly complaining in a Uber all the time, Susie Carmichael.
Come on. Can you slow down a little bit?
What are you doing?
Shannon, what are we up against today?
Okay, so 1942, Shana was on the right track. Anne Frank gets her diary as a birthday present in Amsterdam.
Damn.
Today. Isn't that all fucking fake?
Amsterdam.
Didn't we find out that her dad wrote that diary?
There's a theory
that Otto Frank wrote the fucking
Frank. That it's mostly a fictional
thing.
So
then he put in the lesbian thing? What a weirdo. And talked
about his daughter's
fuck.
Period.
Yeah, dude.
The theory is that maybe some of it's real and some of it's added. Like, world's greatest
dad. Anne Frank my pussy is bleaching. My pussies won't stop bleaching. Sorry, that's my Dutch accent. I need a tampon for mush pushes. Mush push. Shannon, it's time for another edition of...
It's the worst.
It's time for another edition of Depression for a Bad Impression. Shannon.
Oh.
Impress.
or depress.
That was bad.
All right.
Shayna does a good Hitler.
It's not that I don't want to do it. It's just Luis J. Gomez.
That wasn't that good.
What?
That's not a good Hitler.
That's high-level English Hitler.
You're das faggot, Luis J. Gomez.
You're not bad.
A faggot, Luis J. Gomez.
Shannon, maybe keep it on theme. Maybe do some sort of Holocaust thing that we can just watch just for a moment. Just some sort of sick people. Is there a video of sick people? I think there is. Or do they not have video cameras then? There's fucking Hitler's
Yeah.
Is there Holocaust video? No, we have to watch
America's Holocaust.
We have to watch something depressing. Every
Bob Saget's a bad narration over it.
Oh man, I'm gonna step into the shower right now. Whoa,
boy, am I hungry.
Oh,
what if it's something that just has to do with something on a train?
Sure, Shannon, go ahead.
Sure.
That's
Indians on a train.
This is depressing.
It makes me.
No.
Oh,
damn it.
Do they die?
That guy's definitely fucking dead.
You think so? I feel
That's his head. He's dead.
I could just roll with it.
No, I'm pretty sure Indians are vulnerable to train deaths.
Oh, man.
They survive every train accident.
Damn.
Yeah.
They're built for it.
They ride what do you think it sounded like when he hit the ground? Shannon, get another video ready.
His friend sitting next to him just goes, no ticket.
All right, so yeah, Anne Frank gets her diary as a birthday present in Amsterdam. Little known fact. A lot of people do know this, but some people, so maybe we have some new people in the fucking chat right now. Shout out to all the people in the Racist Live chat at the Gas Digital Network. If you're watching live, shout out to all you guys.
Gas Digital for the diary of Anne Frank. Up.
That's why we named it
that's
that.
Sick.
But a little known fact, I played Crailer in the Diary of Anne Frank in my high school.
You guys had a play?
We had a play. The
Diary of Anne Frank?
That's a wild play.
Why would anybody do that?
Yeah.
What is Act 1, Scene 1?
Yeah, what is that? How do you guys even get around it?
We didn't write it ourselves. It's an actual play.
It's a real play.
That's just a wild thing to put in schools.
Yeah, dude. Well, yeah. We taught people about things. It was moving.
Man.
It was touching. And then we all, like, the stage crew, I remember they really enjoyed playing the
Nazis,
but they didn't show them on, they didn't show them, like, because it was just the Nazis
just footsteps.
Yeah, it was the footsteps and them coming in. I swear to God. And them just, they learned different phrases and they just learned silly things to yell in German. Yeah. They're just yelling things about like their pants being on fire and things like that.
That's the best part about German. If you just are yelling gibberish, you sound.
Yeah, what do goose steps sound like?
Yeah, Shannon, how do you say liar, liar, pants on fire in German? It's going to be very intimidating. So I was in the Diary of Anne Frank.
And you played who?
Mr. Crailer.
Oh, you played the other father of the two children in there?
No. I played one of the guys that was hiding them.
Oh, you were the fucking enemy.
I was the...
You were the Gentile.
You were.
Yeah.
Shannon?
I found it if you want to hear it.
Please.
Get my sound on.
Lügner, Lügner, Hosen in Flammen.
Lugner, Lugner.
Lugner, Lugner, Hose in Flammen!
They're here!
Ich nehme Steiner und Putter in der Kante der Zeiten!
Come on! I'll just yell Rammstein lyrics.
That's awesome. That is an amazing lyric.
Mein Herzbrett! Wollt ihr das bei den Flammen sehen?
Fuck.
It's pretty good.
Dude, I'm getting so hungry right now. Oh my God.
Dude, it's just like...
The pain right here just hit me.
Did you not eat because you wanted to experience what the Jews felt
in that?
Is that what you wanted to do?
An homage to the Frank household.
You're dieting right now?
I'm on a fast.
Ooh, that's gay.
I'm on a 60-hour fast.
Yeah. 60 hours?
60 hours.
What are you trying to prove?
Yeah. I was going to do 72 hours.
Are you trying to stop human trafficking? What is this? What is this hunger strike about?
I have lunch plans.
He has a blue ribbon on his stomach right now.
I have lunch plans tomorrow specifically, so that's when I'm stopping this fast.
What are you going to eat tomorrow?
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't decided yet, but it's going to be delicious. But I'm in a lot of pain right now. I'm just drinking black coffee and I have a little bit of bone broth. Damn. Hurts.
A little bit of bone broth. Is that what you call cum, dude?
Yeah.
Give me the bone broth.
Straight from the bone.
Let's do our plugs. Let's get them out of the way. We got a lot to talk about on today's show. We got a whole fucking sheet of notes here.
Look at all
that. We're crushing it, dude. You don't even know. Shannon, what are you plugging on?
Oh, you can catch me at The End Podcast with Ryan Shaner, wherever you get your podcast from. Make sure you call the hotline, 833-443-5300, and we will address any comment, question, concern, or possible trivia about the Diary of Anne Frank on the show.
Sid, what you plugging on?
All right, well, you can always check out Chakra Poppers. That has a nice little... check it out. But I just started a new podcast, Break the World with Sydney Gann. It's a solo podcast. It's audio only for the moment, but it is the best. I listen to other solo podcasts. It's the best solo podcast.
Best solo podcast. Dude. Love
There's
it.
Fuck you, Dan Soder. Even close.
Damn.
He has guests.
Oh, no, you're no guests.
No guests.
So this is you and Bill Burr. That's it.
It's just, well, I do deep dives and stuff.
You know what?
Too,
I'm gonna do my own time. Solo podcast just where I'm talking shit about your solo fucking podcast.
Let's do the solo podcast wars. But he also, Bill Burr, it's the opposite. I'm Bizarro World Bill Burr.
Yeah.
I have a white wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, he also has guests sometimes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Love it. All right, Zach.
Instagram Zach is not funny. You got a bunch of dates I'm putting up, I believe, tonight, but I'm looking at West Virginia next month. I'm looking at Lexington, Kentucky, and I'm looking at Dallas and the Creek in Austin.
Hell yeah, doggy. Fuck yeah. Very excited. Live stuff coming up. Next weekend, we're going to be at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club, Point Pleasant, New Jersey, Friday and Saturday. Me, Zach Amico, and Scott Chaplin. Listen to me. These shows are going to be fucking ridiculous. Come out. We're getting an Airbnb. We're going to be partying down the shore all that weekend. We're going to go to a strip club, I think. We're hanging out during the day at the beach. We're going to have some fun stuff. If you guys are in the area, if you guys can come and party in Point Pleasant, come hang out with us. I've never done Point Pleasant in the summertime. I'm so excited for this. I always do it in February. Every time they do it, they finally booked me. Then I'm going to Los Angeles. I'm going to be all around Los Angeles, the greater Los Angeles area. Ontario, California, the Ontario Improv is July 3rd. Those tickets are up right now. I believe if you go to the Comedy Store's website, July 5th, there's two shows, 8 and 10:30 at the Comedy Store in the Belly Room. I'm going to have special guests on those shows as well. Get those tickets. Those are going to sell out as well. That's July 5th. I just sent them the image. I believe the link should be up by the time this goes up, at least to YouTube and iTunes and everywhere. Then July 7th, Sunday, July 7th, Oxnard Levity Live. These are massive rooms, guys. Please fucking come out. Bring friends. It's a brand new hour. I promise you're going to laugh your fucking dicks off. Then I'm back in New York, July 10th. The Regs. We're doing a live podcast taping at the Gramercy Theater. Very excited about that as well. Then I'm going all over the place all through July. I'll be in Fort Worth, Texas, Dallas, Texas. I'll be back in Austin, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, New Orleans, Lafayette, Louisiana. I'm going to San Jose, California. We're doing Cape Cod Melody Tent. Me, Dan Soda, Robert Kelly, and Joe List are doing stand-up as the Regs with Voss hosting. A lot of other stuff, Tacoma, Spokane, Levittown, Long Island, and more. Go to Atlanta for the first time this fall. A lot of other cities going up on my website right now. Portland, Oregon, Baltimore, Boston, a bunch of shit, guys. So keep on checking back, lewisofskanks.com. Make sure you guys subscribe to the new Gas Digital. Make sure you use the promo code RAP. Save it $1.50 a month. So it's $9 a month if you use the promo code RAP. You support the show directly, and that gets you a bonus episode of the Real Ass Podcast every single week. Our Friday episode is exclusive for subscribers. You get exclusivity on the Real Ass premieres on all the shows. They're uncensored. They're ad-free. Plus, you get over 1,000 episodes that are not available anywhere else. So you guys get the entire On Demand library. It's quite the deal. Quite the steal. Quite the deal, baby boys. GasDigital.com. Apps for iPhone and Android. Check out The Regs. Check out Legion of Skanks. Get single day passes for Skankfest if you haven't yet. Skankfest is just 4 months away. We're going to fucking blow your socks off. So many things we're doing this year that we've never done before. And this is likely going to be the last time we're in Vegas for a little while. So we're going to go out with a bang. Lots of cool shit happening. Special music guest is going to blow people's socks off. You can't come though. That's for the VIP pre-sales. You should have done it. Ooh. You should have done it, boys.
Whoa.
Ooh. Too late now.
How did you get trained to come all the way out to Vegas?
So let's see. Oh fuck. Let's go with Toit or Noit, Shannon. I just saw this as I was on my way in here.
Toit or Noit.
Toit or Noit.
Runaway Slav said Lewis is erasing the Gas Digital archive while limiting the product. Shannon, time Runaway Slav out for 5 minutes. I don't like the negativity in the chat. I'm going to start doing that more. The negative people got to go. They got to go. And I like Slav. I say every time I'm in Austin, he comes up to me, gives me a big hug. We smoke weed together. We chill. We talk. But Slav, I'll smack you in your fucking mouth digitally. In real life, I like him. I like everyone in real life.
Sure.
Just online, they got to fucking go.
Got to crack the whip.
Sorry,
dude.
Slav. Sorry, Slav. 5 minutes.
No offense, dude.
5 minutes.
Thank you. I was like, we were watching American History X earlier.
Yeah, we're
like,
all checked
I'm
out.
I'm sorry. I was fucked up. Yeah. Sorry, dude.
I didn't remember that the flashback scenes were in black and white.
Yeah,
in American
it's artistic,
History X.
Dude.
Yeah.
Makes it's like The Wizard of Oz, but backwards.
But backwards.
Yeah. But funnier.
It's goofy.
It's a sillier Wizard of Oz.
If I only had some teeth.
Let's see. All right, Shannon, pull it up. This is a belly dancer.
Here you go.
All right.
I mean, it is as advertised.
Yeah.
Literally, I mean, that's
it's like
crazy.
A lava lamp.
Turn on the reactor.
Toy or not, she's pretty. She's very pretty.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe she just had like a bunch of kids?
No, I think she lost a bunch of weight.
She looks like she's being piloted by Krang.
Yeah. Yeah, what country is this? Dimension X? What is this?
It's a lot.
You got to stop it. I can't talk until it's over.
Where is she? Like, what city is this in?
I don't know, but everything is written in English in the background.
Yeah. If you pause it at different sections, it just looks like different faces. Her stomach. Watch. All right, never mind, Shannon.
Man.
Shannon, make me right. There
that's
it is.
Popeye right there. Yeah. That's Popeye.
That looks like an old man eating lemons.
Yeah, it looks like the bitter beer face.
Yeah, the bitter beer face.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's brutal.
Tight or night?
Toit or noise.
Well,
her stomach
her belly's not toit.
Her belly's not toit.
Toit at all.
At all. But would you smash?
Everything around that belly's toit.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
She's pretty. Very pretty girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be horrific to find out her pussy lips are also like that.
Oh, no.
That would be fucking fucked up.
I'm gonna give her a toit. Why not, folks?
Yeah.
Toit.
Why not?
Net toit.
Dude, I watched an old-timey belly dancing video that was nuts. It was called the 10 Dimes.
Oh, I just saw that.
What the fuck is a 10 dime?
So she took 10 dimes across her belly and then moved them each, like flipped them individually and then did like perpendicular.
She flipped every other one.
She flipped every other one.
What?
So they're across her belly.
Yeah.
And she had so much ab control that she could pick which dime she was going to move.
That is awesome, but terrifying at the same time.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
Yeah, you know those.
Yeah.
What the fuck is this?
So, wait. It's our quarters, by the way.
Oh, is it quarters? Yeah. Excuse me.
Less impressive.
I mean, that's still pretty fucking.
Wait, but she does them one by one.
Yeah, she's about
wild.
They don't even know it's coming.
Yo, dude, all of the Jewish viewers are losing their minds right now.
Here we go.
No way.
I bet that's how the fucking leave a penny, take a penny is in New Delhi. That's it's like, oh no, I gotta get it out of there.
And she's doing this all while being raped on a bus.
Yeah.
Could you imagine the type of control that you have? That's pretty wild.
This isn't even the coolest shit yet.
She does crazier shit. I could watch this all day.
Yeah, this is like.
Yeah, Zach, thank you.
Yeah,
solid
this is
fucking
cool.
Thing.
Yeah, this is
this
good.
Is weirdly kind of hot in its own way.
Oh, this is super hot.
Yeah.
This is a person at the top of their field.
And this is also American coins.
Yeah, that makes it better.
Yeah, it does make
it
better.
Yeah,
they're not make it better. Yeah, it does less. Make it better.
They're like square coins with holes in the middle of them. What the fuck is this?
I don't want to see flipping loonies.
Yo, that guy's standing up.
Yeah. This is actually a slave auction.
That's how much she's going for?
Yeah, she had to count them.
Let's see. She's doing more tricks. This is great.
Here it comes. This is the shit Zach was describing.
Yo, if she puts it in a parking meter, I'm going to lose my mind. I'm going to lose my fucking mind.
Oh no way.
What?
Dude, wait till the finale of this part is insane.
I mean, that's pretty wild, dude.
It gets wilder.
How does it get wilder?
I love that me and Sid both saw this recently. Yeah.
I hate that.
This is bonkers. I've never seen anything.
Will you ever keep this shit for me again?
Look.
What? What?
No. How crazy is that?
Look at these white people.
Dude, they love it.
Yeah. Dude, she could jerk you off with her stomach.
That oh my is God, hot dude. As fuck.
That's crazy.
Yo, that's sick.
Shannon, can you do that?
Shannon, can you try?
I wouldn't even know where to
Shannon,
go.
Shannon, if you could just flip one coin down your belly and have it land once, I will give you oral sex on the show right now in front of everybody from behind. Like you bend over and I fucking.
She's just going to end up farting.
There's actually a quarter in her butthole that flies out. Like,
that's how she makes change.
That was pretty fucking crazy.
That was wild.
That was maybe the best belly dancing ever. Can you see other belly dancing tricks, Shannon? See if there's other people that do that. That's wild. That's more impressive than pool trick shots.
That's the highest level.
Because pool trick shots, let me tell you something.
They're sick.
Dude, pool trick shots are fucking sick. They're pretty fucking sick.
Especially when they can like bank it around and make it go back. They do all some wild shit.
Stops and turns. It's like a fucking ghost is there.
I'm pretty sick at pool.
No,
I'm pretty sick at pool.
Can you do trick shots?
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. I'm pretty sick.
Dude, this is all the solo podcasts going to his head. He just in there like, I could do trick shots.
Usually you guys don't like pools.
I just get on the mic and believe in myself.
Are you, are you...
I caught that, Zach.
I caught it, too.
Yeah, that's pretty sick.
Pretty solid. Do you have any trick shots on your Instagram? If I could do trick shots, that's all I would do on my Instagram, nonstop.
I don't play pool like that anymore, but when I grew up, that's all I did. Our rec center had a pool table.
Ooh.
So I would just play pool
that
from,
pool table was fucked. Yeah.
It was actually pretty good. It was donated. We had professional
That sounds
athletes.
Like even worse.
Because when I started working out, I started going to my rec center, and the equipment at the rec center was fucking horseshit.
Most of our equipment was bought by the people that ended up in professional sports that came from our town. So when I say donated, it was like bought by somebody with money and given to the rec center.
Man.
Yeah, but I just feel like people aren't going to respect the rules.
Sydney, we grew up in the same area. There was a rec center in Limerick that had shit for shit in it.
Sorry, dog.
Where in Pottstown was this fucking rec center?
Sorry that we were better than you. I apologize. Fuck you, dude. We didn't do it on purpose. We didn't do it to spite you. We were just better than you.
Shannon, are there any more belly trick shots that we're seeing? That was wild.
I see a lot of people attempting the quarters thing.
Oh, let's see some pig attempting the quarters.
I want to see some failures here.
No, but they're
a fat girl doing it with frisbees.
It's one of those big novelty coins.
They're actually like doing it though.
What?
Here's another one.
They can do it.
Why did your voice crack when you said that?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Were you nervous?
Yes.
Are you nervous? Yeah. They're actually doing it.
I don't want to roll coins down my stomach. Please don't make me do it.
Let's skip forward a little.
It does seem like a wild form of torture.
Oh, look at how unsexy this hag is.
This is not great. Yeah.
Get me the quarters.
You want to see something fun?
Yeah, I learned a trick.
Yeah, she's like the original. She's the OG of this.
Okay. She's flipping them. I mean, you got to line them up on the perfect fold. Yeah. That one's not that hard.
No, that's not.
I can do...
No, you can't. You can't do that. You can't do that.
Zach, do you think you can flip them once?
No.
She missed one.
Oh, she missed one.
Zach, what if we got you hockey pucks?
Yeah. White Castle burger.
You slowly fold them into your mouth.
Yeah. Just like clown-like bars. Just the whole stomach is pulled up.
We're gonna get you ice cream sandwiches with the cookie ice cream sandwiches.
Yeah, I couldn't think of what they were called. Yeah. That's why I was called.
What are they called?
Bars. I don't know.
What are the cookie ice cream sandwiches called?
Chipwitches, you fucking idiots.
No, but the black ones, they look like hockey pucks. Is that what you're talking about?
I was thinking of the Chipwitch.
Chipwitch.
Okay. Yeah, which I didn't like the Chipwitch. The problem with the Chipwitch.
What's the problem with the Chipwitch? Tell me the problem.
I'll tell you right now. Don't come at me like
no,
this.
No, no. Yeah. Tell me
with
the
your
fucking
Chipwitch
bullshit.
Energy, yeah. Fucking motherfucker.
It's bullshit. Okay?
Yeah, they're made of cement, first of all.
This is the problem with the Chipwitch. Well, here's the thing. It is, I believe, maybe I'm wrong, a soft cookie. That is frozen, that becomes a sot, like you gotta, and just grind it off. It's not.
Chip a tooth witch.
Yeah, doggy, exactly. Chip a fucking.
You could have easily said shit witch.
Well,
you did.
I got it, though.
You did.
I got it, though. Woo! Break
you
the world, people.
Chip
check
a tooth witch. I love it.
No,
I love
crap.
It.
That's
name
crap.
Of the episode.
That's a new Sydney sound effect. When Sydney nails one.
I think that's sending the wrong message.
You can whip it. Can we get that for Sydney every time?
Oh, Lord.
Kunta Kinte.
Doggy, a Chipwitch sucks dick, dude.
Nah, dude.
A regular ice cream sandwich is solid.
No, don't get me wrong. I'm not shitting on a regular ice cream sandwich. I just like the
chips. Because it's good. You get a bite into it. And by the way, I have sensitive teeth. I'm never really biting into ice cream.
A chip, which is the.
Which is not. Which, by the way, it is. I know what you guys are fucking thinking right now. You're like, yo, this guy's got some bitch ass teeth.
I do.
I agree.
Doggy, let me tell you something. It's pretty alpha that I would admit that I have fucking sensitive teeth.
Okay, now you made it gay.
Yeah, you definitely
did. Sid likes a barbecue chip.
I'm now off the bandwagon. You got me off.
That was wild.
Pause.
Wait, do you like regular. Ice cream sandwiches, or you like the Neapolitan ones?
Neapolitan.
Fuck diversity.
I don't know what it is about Neapolitan. It just reminds me of poverty.
Yes.
My aunt would get Neapolitan ice cream. ShopRite brand Neapolitan ice cream. You open it up, boom. Chocolate, vanilla, you know. And whatever it was, like, there would just be a strawberry stack at the end of it. And then eventually, we're just fat kids, so obviously we're going to still eat the strawberry at the end. But Neapolitan, what was it for? Who is it for? Like, the family just wants a little variety? Is that what it is?
Well, it's for nobody.
It's for nobody, really.
But is Neapolitan designed so you scoop through all flavors?
You go across.
And you get everything? Yeah, or is it designed because you're like, oh, I have a family. Some people like vanilla. Some people like chocolate. Some people like strawberry.
I think it's both.
Nobody, I don't know. I think the concept, when it was conceptualized.
Yeah, some dickhead was like, they're going to get all the flavors.
That's
they're going to get all the flavors.
That is a
and
problem.
Then some if dickhead that was like, well, I only like chocolate. Just fucking smacking their kids. It's fucking
no daughter of mine.
Yeah, no, don't like the chocolate.
Only chocolate was ever left in that thing. Nobody liked that chocolate ice cream.
No.
That's because your family ate with their hands.
Damn, Zach.
Damn, got him.
Damn, Zach. Shannon,
Zach
is there...
was so upset I was late.
Can we get the history of Neapolitan ice cream, Shannon? Yeah. Do we know if it was invented to be consumed all three flavors or separately? I think it was designed to be separate. It was for poor families that didn't want to buy three tubs of ice cream.
Lewis says segregation today, segregation tomorrow, segregation forever.
Yeah, because, I mean, then eventually what would happen is you would fucking need to be making a milkshake. You're like, well, it's just a fucking chocolate strawberry one, I guess. And then that happened.
Oh, man. Mm. I guess. I think
Shannon, do we have an answer?
I think it was all together.
So it looks like, it's a really long history here of Neapolitan ice cream, but it looks like that when it first became popular, that they chose to do it because those were the three most popular of all the flavors based on a survey, and so they just put them
together.
Was it
then? Was it, at what time? It's
they were like the only flavors at that time.
So
what? What?
That's because the only other two flavors back then were like praline and asparagus.
Yeah, there were no other ice cream flavors. They were the only three.
It's still the three most popular flavors. It's still the three. What are the most popular flavors of ice cream today?
Mint chocolate chip.
You're black.
I'm not going to argue with that.
Yeah, mint chocolate chip is delicious regardless of race.
I don't eat mint chocolate chip personally. But
I want to say that I hate mint chocolate chip. But every time I have it, like when I'm forced into it, I'm like, this is fucking banging.
Yeah.
It's banging, but I would never choose it.
What is the
you know what I bet's popular? Coffee,
not butterscotch. What am I thinking? Butter pecan,
Oh, pecan, definitely.
That was also
reminds me of my whore mother.
Vanilla chocolate strawberry, butter pecan, number four. Butter cookie pecan. Dough. I knew cookie dough was gonna be on there.
Mint chocolate chip, chocolate chip, coming in Rocky seventh. Road, peanut butter cup. Okay,
yeah, Rocky Road rules though. I'm a big fan of Rocky Road.
Also, those top three flavors are the ones that people can afford. Like, those are the cheapest ones, and they come in Neapolitan.
I feel like if you go to an ice cream shop, if I say I want vanilla or if I want Rocky Road, it's the same exact price for those ice creams.
They don't jack those up.
Well, they don't make soft serve of all those. They make soft serve of...
Yeah, so that they're more available as far as purchase is concerned.
Yeah.
Like, you don't get a Neapolitan
soft serve
pecan,
of fucking Rocky Road
chip.
Would just feel like eating cold shit. If you had soft serve of Rocky Road, who crapped on my ice cream cone? It would be the grossest thing in the world. Just a chunky...
The nozzle keeps getting jammed. It's not even coming out anymore.
God, sorry. Sorry.
Oh, fuck me. Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank YoDelta.com for supporting today's show. If you guys are over 21 years old and living in a state where Delta 8 is legal, which I think is almost every state at this point, you got to get your Delta 8 delivered to your door from YoDelta.com.
And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp that can be legally shipped to various states, and it gets you really high. YoDelta.com has a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. But hey, let me tell you from personal experience, this Delta 8 stuff, it works. And these products should be taken responsibly.
Just go to YoDelta.com, use the promo code GAS when you check out. You're going to save 25% off your entire order today. Once again, that is promo code GAS at yodelta.com. All right, where were we? Shannon, yes. What happened with this TikToker? I've been seeing everyone going crazy on Twitter earlier today, talking. They're using the N-word. They're using the R-word. They're using
the
fucking
internet.
Yeah,
rigor.
Yeah, they're very, they're fired up right now. So what's going on?
Oh, if you're talking about, I thought this was going to be the toy tonight.
It could still be a toy tonight. Why not?
Let's do it.
Shannon, I'm going with toy. By the way, give me the story.
So I'm gonna show you the video. It's pretty self-explanatory. This is what she posted that everyone's angry about.
Oh, I saw this.
First of all, right away, toy
as fuck. Hell.
Yeah, toy as fuck.
For sure, toy.
And I also give her a pass on this.
Let's see.
My criticisms to all, because we are all about equity and inclusion here, right? So I'm sick and tired of all girls getting blamed, or like guys, certain guys, thinking that all girls are gold diggers. I don't know if it's because you get your information from those street.
A lot of garlic, like, bitch. Holy shit.
At 3 a.m. outside
it's
of
a very white.
Doesn't know how to cook at all.
That's what the real issue is.
That's what the real issue is.
And immigrants fresh off the boat looking for a green card. Yes, they are probably gold diggers, but that's the exception. I'm the rule. Everybody I know who's married right now, they're married to broke ass. And they don't care. We don't give a fuck about your money. I couldn't care less about your fucking money.
Oh, okay? I like her. She's not into gold. She's not a gold digger. She uses the N-word. Yeah. She's hot.
Casual
cooking. She's kind of cooking. She's kind of cooking.
She's cooking some horse shit. She's putting more garlic in, by the way. She's like, you know what? Not enough garlic.
Is that a bowl full of hot sauce, olive oil, and garlic powder?
She goes back to the hot sauce.
She can honorarily use the N-word because of what's in that bowl.
I think there's enough hot sauce in there that she gets one.
She double hot sauce. She gets one N-word.
She went back. Look how much garlic she's putting in. What is she cooking?
She's trying to kill black vampires. That's what it is. She's like, you know what? I've had enough. These undead niggas. I'm dying.
How you get Blade. You put garlic powder in hot sauce.
Sorry, Blackula. You're dead.
Sorry.
Just kill Count Chocula.
That would be so wild.
It's Cocoa Puffs. That's what she's putting in.
Calling a black vampire Count Chocula is delightfully racist. Here you go, Count Chocula.
Damn. Count Chocula. Shit. Damn.
You want to keep watching it? That was really it. But we can keep
I want to keep watching it. I'll play it on repeat for the rest of the show. This bitch rules.
I live in a shack and surf and have babies. All I ask of a man is that you're competent, you're
honest.
You're not a pussy.
Yes.
If somebody broke into our house at 3 a.m., you would know how to grab a gun and shoot a motherfucker.
Yes.
I thought she was going to say N-word again right there.
That's pretty much all we ask.
She basically did. Grab a gun and shoot him. He was just the mailman.
Stop throwing us all under the bus as if we're all gold diggers because we don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about your money. My dating history consists of all broke guys. I actually don't even like rich guys. They have an attitude. They're spoiled brats.
The hot sauce.
They don't know.
You know what? We need to
move. Hold on. I got to drop one again.
Every time she starts describing black shit, she adds more hot sauce.
I hate pussies. Yeah. So stop.
More garlic? No.
Stop.
Dude, she's not even really cooking.
Yeah.
No.
What?
Hold on.
He's a real ass dude. He's got bad attitude. One might feel he's real. He's a real ass dude.
Real Estate of the Week. So what happened, Shannon? What's the aftermath here?
I thought you should probably wait for the Real Estate Dude for after her, quote, apology video.
No, she apologized?
Wait, hold on.
I'm not going to give it away. I apologize.
I'll play it.
Oh, she's even hotter here. Look at her.
A recent video of mine seems to have upset members of a certain community. And all the backlash just really made me, you know, just really do a deep dive, like do a soul search. And after all that, I still couldn't find a care.
Woo! You're going to call us racist. You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeigh.
She's the female Conor McGregor.
You.
She's Connie McNigger.
Damn.
Damn.
Wait. Man. Where does she live?
That's what's up,
in my heart.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude.
I'm going to get
she's
a tattoo
hot,
of her.
Dude. Yeah.
She's hot. That was hot.
She's hot. But she'll probably, and she got fired from her job, right, Shannon?
She did, yeah. So after.
I hope it wasn't a, she worked in, wasn't a cook or something like that. She wasn't working at a restaurant.
They fired her for all that garlic.
They're like, what is this?
They're like, we don't care what you said. Yeah. What the fuck were you doing?
What the fuck is this?
She worked for a home health care company, and she was doing marketing, and she had a sales manager position.
Doggy, she might be new top girl. She might be new top girl right now, doggy. She's fuck. Can we see other images of her and pictures?
Yeah, on Instagram.
Is she toyed as fuck? She looks toyed for, from what I've seen of her, and she didn't give a fuck, which is pretty fucking dope, which I like. It's not racism.
Yeah.
It's not racism,
you're
you idiots.
You're going to see the thing where it says summer 09, and she's just burning a cross. She's like, eh, you know?
But don't you sort of... Like racism.
Summer 88.
Racism actually exists. You know what I'm saying? And you.
That's so good.
What you do is you're taking the heat off of real racism by throwing this in the same category.
There almost is no real.
This
racism.
Is just a fucking bitch being being funny. She's being charming. You know, but the intent of what she's doing is just trying to be entertaining and being funny. Who gives a shit? It's not even like being ironically racist. She was saying nigga. It wasn't even like, she wasn't even like doing it in a way where it's like provocative or like, this was just such a non-issue.
She also said me and my friends date broke niggas.
Yeah.
Like, how is she doing like racist rituals. For that?
I assume she was just going off the lyrics to Gold Digger. She said, I'm not a gold digger. And then that's the next line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she was just playing off the lyrics of the song.
She was being clever.
Can we see more images?
She may have taken her Instagram down.
Bitch.
After this.
You can't image search her?
That's okay. I saved all the images on my phone.
or TikTok. Pull up her TikTok.
I also heard TikTok. It's just all reaction videos is coming up. Okay. And then I Google image her, and it's just the images that I from like screenshots from the videos.
Here's what's going to probably happen to her is she's going to go down the path of that Tiffany Gomez bitch.
Tiffany Gomez.
Tiffany Gomez was
on the plane.
On the crazy bitch on the plane who was like saw something. Like,
they're not hot, real.
And she went viral. She and then, but then she was like, she pivoted to, I think she's doing like right wing conservatives. Yeah. Sort of like. I saw her on Alex Stein's show. I have no idea what the fuck she's doing now. But she parlayed it into fucking a something. You know what I'm saying? Because you have a moment, you have a viral moment. I used to say this about UFC fighters. You win a fight, you got this moment where Joe Rogan's in your face with a microphone. Do something with that fucking moment, dude. There was a one chick who jumped up in Joe Rogan's arms, all sweaty, and she hugged him and made him carry her.
Yeah.
It was like a great moment it's like super viral.
Yeah, my balls is hot.
Yeah, my balls is hot.
That was great.
That's the best one.
That was a great
one. Dude, create a fucking moment. Be memorable.
Was it you that posted Tank Abbott yesterday or somebody else?
I didn't.
Somebody else that... This is my timeline posted. After Tank Abbott came back, Joe Rogan's like, who do you want to fight next? Tank Abbott goes, you.
That's
Joe Rogan goes glee. Yeah.
Apologize to absolutely no one. That was another. That was Conor McGregor.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, no, there's some great ones. Oh, fucking boo me, boo you. That was a great moment. That was fucking, what's his name? From Long Island.
Oh,
they were booing him. They were booing him after it was like, he fought, who did he fight? I don't remember. He's a real estate agent from Long Island. Who am I thinking of?
Tim Dillon.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to skip over it, but Yoel Romero had a good one, but it was mistranslated when he was like, no gay for Jesus.
Yeah, no gay for Jesus. Vanderlei Silva, I want to fuck Chuck. He was trying to say, I want to fight Chuck. Yeah. He was like, I want to fuck Chuck.
Yes.
It's supposed to be this big viral moment. We're bringing Vanderlei Silva.
No, that would have been great if they went to Chuck Liddell. He's just like...
Okay, daddy.
Oh, dude, when Brock Lesnar shit on...
I'm about to spread the legs.
When Brock Lesnar
spider.
Said he was going to go, have a Coors Light?
Yeah, and fuck his wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah, which, you know, there's these moments. You have these moments, you know, fucking do something with it. So this bitch is having this moment. I promise you, she will be a big, like, probably right-wing, conservative sort of media head person. If she's smart anyway, that's what she's going to do. Yeah. I've decided that I'm not going to be rich. I should have done that years ago. When Trump was in power, I should have become a Trump guy. Mm. I should have been the Puerto Rican Trumple snake. I should have fucking... Dude, you see all these
Puerto
fucking...
Puerto Rican maggot snake.
Yeah,
maggot snake.
Come on. Maggot snake. Guys, can we... Is it too late? It's not too late, right?
Never too late.
Come back around the bend.
I should have been
dude, you could make
fucking,
the tail the American flag.
Dude, I could have fucking grifted so fucking easily, dude.
You could have done the don't tread on me flag, but with a rattlesnake.
Oh, you dumb dick.
And you see it. There are
you dumb dick.
I'm an idiot, dude. There are comics who literally did that. They're not. They didn't. They weren't into politics. They weren't into anything. And then they. And it's not Dave Smith. Yeah. And everyone's fucking going. Dave, no, Dave was into fucking politics like deeply. Almost all the other ones though are grifting. Man. Almost all of them. But I refused. I refused to do it with this network. People, we could have been the fucking free speech, fucking say anything right-wing network. We did not want to become that. We wanted to be a fucking network of funny comedians trying to say funny shit. And we didn't want to be like, hey, dude, it's just fucking anything goes. And that is, that's part of what we do, obviously. Yes. But it's implied. It's not the branding.
Could have been Magda, Make America Gas Digital.
Yeah. We should. It's pretty. It's all there, dude. Yeah, it's all there.
The whole uncancelable thing, like just like that whole fucking energy. It's like the Affliction T-shirts of comedy. Yeah. I hate it. It stinks, dude.
And I would. And everyone can't believe you don't have one.
But it just, and I'm friends with some people that do that shit, you know what I'm saying? But I just think it stinks, and I would rather live in this gray area in the fucking middle and have middling success than completely sell my soul and become a fucking political grifter.
Yeah.
So, Shannon, is there any other follow-up with that chick? That's it. She's deleted everything.
Man. That's it right now, but I'm sure there's going to be follow-ups. It's Lily Gaddis. And she actually, it looks like she does like surf photography, but that page is private.
And surf photography?
Is down. Yeah.
Like, is it her surfing?
I'll show you this page.
In the video, she says she just wants to surf.
Oh, look. Yo, can you zoom in on that, Shannon?
Shannon.
Get as close as you can.
Yeah, she's a surfer. She's probably got a righteous body, mm-hmm. right? She's probably fucking toy.
Yeah, it's toy.
Shannon, can you just look up her name and look up Google Image?
Yeah. I did that. You did and that. It's just screenshots of the videos.
Damn. Is the racist live chat?
Yeah, I was gonna say, where are these guys? Yeah. Where's Slav? Guys? What the fuck, dude?
Where are these guys? Come on, Runaway Slav, you're fucking back in. Give us some fucking. Yeah, she's pretty.
Yeah, dude.
She's all pretty. Right. Those are the only images of her so far. We got a.
Oh!
Hey, Shannon.
Hey, there it is.
Hey, Shannon.
Worth all the garlic in the world.
Okay. By the way, that headline is very deceptive. TikToker fired after N-word cooking rant does sound like she is.
Okay, that's a fireable offense.
Cooking black people.
You can't
N-word,
cook them.
N-word cooking.
You just can't cook them.
What are you doing in there?
That's her Pinterest. I mean, look, she's actually kind of a thin-lipped basic white bitch, but she's pretty toy either way. Right. She's not top girl, but she's pretty toy.
But she's hot. She's hot.
Yeah, but imagine fucking waking up and she's riding you, holding that gun to your forehead.
Calling me the N-word. Oh my God! Spit in my mouth, you racist bitch. All right. Very cool. Let's take a quick moment and thank Capsulite for supporting today's show. We love Capsulite. If you guys like to go out and party, Capsulite has you covered because you don't want to be messed up the day after you go out drinking. You don't want to feel like that horrible feeling, dehydrated, sluggish, tired, nauseous. Forget that. You take this during your night of drinking and before a night of drinking, and it's truly the most potent product on the market.
Yep, it's doctor formulated, it supports your liver, and it eliminates the toxic byproduct of alcohol that is the cause of symptoms of a hangover. It's a great little portable pack you take right to the bar, club, or comedy festival with you, and we have a deal for you guys.
Yeah, all you got to do right now is go to Capsulite.com, CAPSULYTE.com, and use the promo code GAS. You're going to save 30% off your entire order today. Once again, that's Capsulite.com. Use that promo code GAS for 30% off. All right, where were we? This is an interesting story. So we all know that Red Lobster is going bankrupt, right? Or did they officially file for
Red Lobster?
Don't be an ass. It's a theme. It's a constant recurring theme. Do we love blobs here?
What do you mean again with the Red Lobster?
He keeps talking about
Well, they've been going. Two things have happened. Maybe you don't realize. I just reintroduced Red Lobster into my life. A year ago?
Within the calendar year.
I reintroduced Red Lobster to my life. I started bringing my son. It brought me back to my childhood. I was like, that was highfalutin for
me. I'm sorry.
When I was a kid.
Back in the day, Red Lobster was top notch.
That was top fucking notch.
We all know.
Never even had seafood before Red Lobster. My friend Rocky's parents, Mark Granada, Judy Granada, they would bring me to fucking Red Lobster. Mark became gay. Shout out to Mark Granada.
Hell yeah.
He's a real estate agent, I believe.
He's got him, dude. Yeah, dude. He got him.
Fucking.
Biscuit.
Yeah, he fucking made me eat some of his clam chowder, if you know what I mean.
Uh-oh. You were his cheddar man.
So, but yeah, we would go there. That was my first experience having seafood, shrimp scampi. As I'm salivating right now, I'm so hungry. Yeah, oh my God.
That's why I didn't want you to bring this up. God, I'm dying. It wasn't because you keep talking about
unlimited scrumps, shrimp scampi, baby boy. So we all know they're going bankrupt. They are claiming it is because of the shrimp. Unlimited shrimp thing.
With
shrimp? It's unlimited scrumps. But I watched some bitch. Shanna, try to find this. Some bitch. She was like some chick on Instagram that I saw, and she was like, it's not because they're going bankrupt. It's because rich people are moving money and this, that, the other. And it was a whole thing, a conspiracy. And it made sense what she said, and I was like, this bitch is pretty toy.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Well, I could see it being the price of seafood overall. Because didn't like 50 Bonefish Grills close too?
Yeah, well, the price of seafood.
Said you know the history of Bonefish Grill.
Yes. On top of the unlimited foot grill. The extra Bonefish Grill.
Oh, shit.
What is this video, Shannon? Do you see this?
Just real quick. It's not Paramus, right? That's not the one you go to?
Shannon, don't worry about the one that I go to.
No, because it might be closing.
Paramus is closing. Not that I go there.
You can share this, but just in case.
Not that I go there.
I just saw this come up.
Oh, no.
No!
Look at that disappointed black lady.
Yeah. No!
Damn it.
How am I going to feed my family now?
Damn it.
Dude, they should have had scrimps out on a trailer on ice. They knew the deal.
You made your bed, now sleep in it, motherfucker.
Ooh. Wait, was that what was that? Can we play the depressing accent?
For that was a black woman said.
That was the black woman?
That was a black woman?
Don't.
It was closer to Hitler.
Unlimited scrum. Unlimited scrum. Scrum.
Are you having
that stroke? That's how it went down.
That's an uppity black chick trying to sound black.
Shut the fuck up, all of you.
Man. Okay.
That. There it is.
There it is. That was good.
Can I get another black coffee, please? Thank you.
That powers his black accents.
Thank you.
Damn.
So there, before you find that video, Shannon, this is another story, side note from that story. Flava Flav went to
AKA Unlimited Shrimp.
Flava Flav went to Red Lobster and he ordered everything on the menu in an attempt to save the restaurant chain.
Oh, he isn't retarded. Wow.
What are the chances he just did that and someone was like, hey, you know, we get some good PR out of this. Take a picture real quick.
I think he did it for that reason. He is a retard. He probably
is. There a video of it, Shannon, or no?
There's there's pictures.
Let's see.
And I read that he went with his daughter, and that they said they almost finished everything. This is the picture of their table.
Wow! So and they almost finished
they
everything.
They almost finished everything.
Oh, show his daughter. She's fat.
But that's like that's a move. Would a woman like that, Shannon? You go to a restaurant with a guy. He's trying to flex. He's like, "Let me get one of everything on the menu. I want my woman to fucking try everything." That's a douchey move, right?
That's annoying.
That's a fucking hand jobby move.
Because it's all gonna like go in the garbage.
Yeah, you're just wasting food,
man.
I just started following a guy on Instagram where he has like food things, and he's like, "It's pretty fucking good, dude." This is my algorithm is now sending me like scammers, which is great. I mean, this can maybe be in the Scam That Jew category. Why not? Ladies and gentlemen, time for another Scam That Jew.
Let's do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Scam That Jew. I mean, come on, Jorge. Every time.
Was there supposed to be music with that?
Yeah, do it again. Now you have to edit it.
Jorge.
Now you have to edit it.
You need the music.
That definitely sounded like him asking
question. No. Do the whole fucking intro again. Stop.
He's playing
them separate.
Jorge, I need you to never fuck that up again. You can't fuck it up every time, dude. Hold on. No, let me make this clear. I'm being serious right now. Don't fuck that up again. That's crazy. It's been like 10 times that intro has been fucked up. How have you not learned from the last 9 times that it gets fucked up? So now
Free Palestine, that's
why. Now I have to talk to you like Harrington. Yeah. This is how I used to talk to Harrington on the show, and it was sad, and it made everyone unhappy.
I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah, I'm uncomfortable.
I'm still happy, though.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
The music wasn't on when he pressed play. It wasn't on.
He's trying his best.
It was on. It comes on when the animation starts to go away.
Maybe get the timing better.
He is an uppity black chick, dude.
This is a scam. I'm hungry. I'm hangry right now. Yes, I'm very hangry.
Calm down.
We're talking about all food things, and I'm fucking.
And then Jews just come in, and you're like,
Should we get this fucking cunt face of Snickers?
I am fucking furious. Oh, I'm hungriest. I'm fucking.
You're not Jew when you're hungry.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Yes. Dude, that would be so funny, a Hitler speech, and then the hand, you just have black and white footage of him handing you the Snickers, and then you just put like, hey, everybody,
never mind.
Why can't we all be friends?
How do you feel, mein Führer? Better. Better.
So apparently, this is a scam this guy taught me. If you call Little Caesars at the end of the night, when they're closing, and you say, can I just have the food? Because they're not supposed to throw it out. You can just pick up the food that they're throwing out. Yeah. they say every time they give it to you.
Can I have the food?
You have to say the phrase that pays. Can I have the food? I'm hungry.
You guys closing? Can I have the food?
I'd be like, who the fuck is on the phone? Who is this?
So you guys are closing. Can I have the food?
Lewis is asking for the food again.
Can you confirm that? Can you guys confirm that? And then he also said, at I believe it was Chick-fil-A, when they're done doing breakfast, they also don't throw out the breakfast items. If you just ask them for breakfast...
Hi, can I have the breakfast food? Hey.
I see that breakfast is ending. You have to do this with your fingers.
Yeah. I've been waiting here all morning and I've noticed.
I mean, this is not really a scam. If you go to anywhere at the end of the night and they're throwing them, this is a garbage bag.
Yeah, you just have to wait out back. Yeah. That's not a scam. That's called being poor.
Scam that too. Eat garbage.
Yeah. I'll take that. Yeah.
You guys get rid of that?
There's actually a service now, like an app, I think, that Natalie told me about where restaurants, there are a couple that sign up for it, and then you pay like $12 flat fee or something, and they give you a bunch of what was left over.
That's
from the previous
service. I'm giving free food.
They give you night food.
Yeah. I don't need night food, dude.
Eating all the night foods.
We don't need the night foods, dude. We need fucking fresh. If I'm getting night food, I'm not paying for it. That's crazy.
$12 a month for night foods.
How much food do you think is there? I mean, it should probably be a crime. I think it should be a crime for a restaurant at the end of the night to not... I know
where you're going. I worked at a grocery store for a very long time. The food waste at a grocery store every day is out of control. Like every week you're throwing out over $1 million worth of food.
No.
And a lot of it is almost like...
fruit. It's
that's
produce.
A lot. That's
most I'm telling you.
It's not a million...
I'm... Fucking serious.
Every week, one grocery store
is throwing
out $1 million worth of food.
I'm not shitting you.
No, it's not.
He could.
I worked in a grocery store for
a little. It's an exaggeration.
A little.
But he's going very specific with
this number. What I'm telling you is, we tried like to donate it to a food bank, and the reason that there's so much waste is because
they can't even take the food. There's too much food.
It's not. No, it's because people. If anybody gets sick, you're ultimately a liability. Even if it's not out of code or out of anything like that, if it goes to a food bank and one person gets sick, the whole company comes
under
fire.
Our hands almost brushed each other. Did you feel that? It's a good moment.
You trying to give her some night food?
I'm hungry. I'm
give you that night bone broth.
But that's why. Because if someone gets sick, the whole company is like liable. A lot of food banks don't work that way, especially with bigger corporations.
Aiden in the Racist live chat just said, is Lewis retarded? Shannon, time him out for 1 minute.
Man. Mm.
1 minute. Let him know.
Do we know why he asked, though?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think he just was... Honestly,
in general?
I think he was just...
This is the first episode he's seen.
Lewis retarded.
I don't get this show.
Wait a minute. Wait, he is retarded, right? This is a retarded
is
guy?
Is it just a retarded intervention for this one guy?
And Jorge doesn't exist, right? He died with Chucky's mom.
I wonder how many restaurants... Jorge, that's a great... This is a bit we can do. We can send you to restaurants at the end of the night and see how much food you can get in one night.
Oh, man. Night food for Jorge?
Night food. Dude, and then
food for Jorge.
Yeah, you look like a night food guy.
Yeah, dude.
And it'll be you and Gay Blind Mike where you guys have to have a competition. It's you get the best meal at the end of the night.
It's Blind Mike. I guarantee if I saw Blind Mike asking for anything, I'd probably give it to him. He's just like, I need light.
Or there's channels that dumpster dive too, right? And they grab food from the dumpster and then they cook with it.
Oh.
That's wild.
That is fucking nuts.
Yeah, that's fucking
ew.
Disgusting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Either way.
Yeah, so yeah, apparently.
I think with produce it's gross, but if it's like cans.
So, I mean, it's a lot of the stuff that all the expiration date. It's just like a suggestion, but you still have to throw it away.
They're not real. It's
fucking wild.
I mean, for some things, there are like milk and eggs and produce.
Prove it.
I mean,
exactly.
You can.
I guess I won that argument.
It's called diarrhea.
I just crushed the whole room.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, for sure. I mean, drugs too, right? They have expiration dates. That's just a suggestion. Not That's not real at all.
Yeah, that is not.
They're just trying to get you to buy more drugs.
Fuck yeah.
Dude, if you have pink eye medicine, keep it for the rest of your life.
It's pretty great.
Oh, and I need it. So. All right, let's see. Let's talk about this. Oh, Shannon, did you find that video of the girl describing what really is going on with
I
Red
couldn't,
Lobster?
I couldn't. I only found one girl who's like a marketing person who's just trying to tell people how not to let this happen, but I couldn't find a conspiracy video.
God damn it, Shannon.
I've been looking this whole time.
Mm. All right. Apple's new iOS 18 feature for apps has users worried that it will allow people to easily cheat and quote-unquote relationships are dead. Why is that?
What?
Yeah.
So one of the there's so many.
I know one of the features is cool. You could circle things in a picture and it removes it from the picture.
You can also make your own emojis through AI. You can give like text prompts and make your own emojis.
Can I do a skank fest or a skanks emoji?
I think you do.
I give it out of the mouth.
They said you can. Shut
it down right now. Go right now. And make me a skanks emoji.
It's not updated yet.
What do you mean?
The app is. It's like it has to like the update is coming. It's not here yet.
When is iOS 18?
Your roller coaster of emotions just now is out of this
roller coaster of emojis.
iOS 18 finally legal. It's finally legal.
Oh hell yeah, dude!
Yeah, dude.
iOS barely 18.
I like this, dude. I can make a skanks emoji. I've always wanted to make a skanks emoji.
Wow. So it says that you can like upload like people's faces, like pictures and stuff, and then use that as the basis for an emoji.
Very cool.
Whoa.
Very
cool.
Is cheating hard?
No,
it's like the easiest. It makes thing me to hard, do.
Especially now. How is it? Why is it? Why is this such a? Why is everyone so worried for
cheating? Is
all you got to do is lie.
I think cheating's harder than it's ever been.
It depends. I think it depends on the person.
Your phone's got to be a down ass.
Your phone. Yeah, that's your, no, but I'm, it's not, yeah. Not even that, dude. Your phone's connected to your computer. It's connected to the cloud. It's like there's a lot of like fucking holes in the game. Okay,
you got to go back to throwing dick pics in.
That
the
is true.
That's yeah, you got to. That's why I'm wary of anybody who's like, "Oh, dude, I have a flip phone." It's like this guy's a cheater. Any guy who's like living in flip phone, he's like, "Dude, pussy is my number one priority, and I need to have fucking multiple girls."
You
in
got
multiple
a sidekick.
States.
You got a side piece. That's the way it goes.
You fucking. I have a phone that I destroy after every conversation. Self destructs. Jenna, so what are these apps now?
Okay, so this one that they're worried about cheating. Wise is users will be allowed to lock and hide apps on their iPhone's home screen, and the purpose of that is they're saying that it would keep bank apps private and prevent kids from accessing things and doing unsupervised purchases. But if you hide, let's say, like your messages app or your email app, you can't search for anything like on the phone. You can't search, and you have to open it with your face.
Okay. Yeah. So if you leave your phone open and your chick goes, oh, now I can see his messages. But specifically, the messages app is for the face, pictures for the face. That's good. That's not for cheating. That's for security.
Yeah.
That's so if somebody finds my phone, that's actually making me feel better right now. Because I'm so nervous. I leave my phone open at the gym all the time. I'll just be fucking. I'll you know do my thing. I'll leave it down. I'll walk away from it for a second. It just takes 1 second for somebody to grab your phone and then fucking transfer your crypto into their bank account or fucking send your nudes to your fucking son.
Why would they do
what
that?
A wild
that is insane. That person needs to be locked
up.
Yeah,
that is a criminal.
That's a menace to society.
That is...
Well, I mean, I have people with the video of me sucking Bobby Kelly's dick. I have people literally going like, I cannot wait till he turns 18 so I can send it to your son. I'm like, all right, at least you wait till he turns 18.
What an ethical piece of
shit.
That
is ethical.
That
is pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
This is just going to mean that girls are going to take your phone while you're asleep and then hold your phone to your face.
No, they can't do that. Your eyes have to be open.
Oh, your eyes have to be open?
Yeah, but Zach, here's the loophole. Zach sleeps with his eyes open and twitches and fucking they roll into the back of his head. Zach, when he sleeps, he's fucking seeing the future of society.
I sleep like the dog from Little Mickey.
Pull up that visual, please.
Oh, shit.
Sleeping with Zach, it's like, dude, I mean, if you happen upon Zach sleeping, it's like almost like happening upon like a giant beast creature, and you're like, what is happening here?
You
How do we
have a jewel to... If it was D&D, you would have to walk around.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's see.
Yeah.
I think they just put sleep, little Nicky. Yeah, there we go. Never mind.
I think it's just little Nicky.
I think that's just little Nicky.
Should they just type in little Nicky sleeping?
Wait, did you just casually slip in there that there's a video of you sucking Robert Kelly's dick out there?
You never seen it before?
Don't be an asshole, no. dude. Don't be a fucking asshole.
It's part of the lore.
You got to wait till his son is 18 to see it, dude.
Don't be a fucking asshole, dude.
Dude, I have a filter on my algorithm. I don't get any gay
really
shit.
His,
it's not really his.
It's
dick.
It's a fucking dildo. Don't be an asshole.
But you are going to town.
Gotcha. I'm going to town.
You are going, to town.
I'm going to Brown Town.
It is wild.
I'm going down to Brown Town. I'm the mayor down there.
You were looking
you.
At it like it was a closing Red Lobster. That's the way you were going.
Opening
after,
bell on Wall Street. You ding, 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 ding.
Red Bobster.
Yeah, holy shit. I was trying to bankrupt his balls. Yeah, there we go. Oh.
This is Zach. Zach. Oh, no.
That's the most horrifying thing I have ever seen.
Oh, man. That's so funny. Good. That is rich.
Yeah, dude. I have a joke about it in my act now. It's going to be the closer of my next special for sure.
About
how I'm,
Bob.
About okay. sucking Bobby Kelly's dick, about how it's the one thing I'm most afraid that my son is going to find after all the shit that I've done.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't do it at the last, in Philly when you came.
Maybe I did. I don't know. Maybe I did. Huh. I don't remember. But yeah, for sure. That is like... I'm hoping, because it's so real, that the reason I don't see it that much is I believe that it gets flagged as like
porn,
gay pornography.
Yeah. Gay pornography.
It's hate porn.
I mean, it's still sucking a dildo out of a man's pants.
It was hilarious at the night of it. It was the highlight of my life that night.
These are all the things just you so have to say to your son.
It was a high point.
It was a career high.
It was a career high. It was a lifetime high.
Please just stop talking.
It was the top of the mountain. At that moment in my life, this was as good as it got in my life. I felt like, holy shit, I've arrived.
By the way, Blonde Bob is called Topping the Mountain.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you and the day you were born.
Yeah,
like, it's right here, dude. It's like sucking that dick, though.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's pretty wild, man.
Yeah, wild times.
Was it like a flesh-toned dildo?
Yeah. Well, I bought it. I picked it out. I bought the most realistic-looking dildo I could find.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, I got it.
I mean,
was it huge? Like, because you bought it for your mouth.
No, it was 5 1/4 inches.
Yes. Okay, well, I respect that.
It was a standard issue.
It looks so much like a real dick.
Military issue
dick. And the way the light is hitting it is because crazy. It honestly looks...
Yeah, I spit on it.
Yeah. He definitely did.
I reached my hand in between his legs. I grabbed his ass. I went.
But that was.
And Bobby never had his ass grabbed ass while getting real, his right? dick sucked. Like, that's the way you want to get your dick sucked. Like, fucking.
Get 1 foot up, but like Captain Morgan.
Yeah. That used to be a line in the joke.
Oh, was it?
Yep.
Sorry, I didn't mean to steal from you.
No. But I don't say the line anymore. So.
Well, I mean, what was he doing? Was he comfortable?
He was giggling loudly.
Giggling. I mean, and the whatever. You guys, whatever. Come see me on the road. You'll see how I do the joke.
Okay.
I won't fucking say
that. Don't give it away.
I'll be in Fresno.
Yeah, it's good. So let's see. Dank Dabs 843 says, Lewis, a pussy for not bringing up. He knows it's in the racist live. Yes. If you guys want to see the video, it's in the racist live chat, guys. Subscribe to Gas Digital and you can watch me suck Bobby Kelly's cock. In the racist live chat.
That's the best commercial you've ever
I was going to say, that is the biggest selling
point. Use the promo code RAP, save $1.50.
Faggle snake. Faggle snake.
Faggle snake. That's going to be good for the future. Do it for that reason. If for no other reason, guys, please. Subscribe.
That's a sound reason.
Perfect.
Support. What are any of these other Apple features, Shannon? It's just not special anymore, the iPhone, right? When is it going to be? What's going to be the next new product that blows people's fucking minds? We haven't had a product that has blown people's fucking minds.
It's going to be the implant they put in your, like, because they're doing it more with the Google glasses and shit. They have another version of that.
Yeah, it's all going to come together.
It's going to be in your head.
The glasses, they're going to combine everything. The glasses, the Alexa, your phone, your fucking, it's going to all be, it's all one.
Those flying hoverboards that the fucking goblin, the green goblin flies on.
Those are real?
Those are real.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what, Shannon, you can pull up He Hate Me's version. He Hate Me put a censored version, and this is okay for the show. And this can go out to YouTube, so we got to be careful here. Obviously, Shannon, in the racist live chat. If you guys want to see it, here we go, guys. There we go. Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate it. Look at the flashes going totally off the cameras.
That's not that censored. Yeah.
No, it's censored,
that looks like an Atari character. This is crazy.
It's Mario sucking Donkey Kong's dick.
Squirt.
This is
Shannon, take it off the goddamn screen, you cunt.
8-bit dick sucking.
Dude, that was gross.
So funny.
I don't like that you turned your hat around like over the top.
This is for my son.
I'm gonna win this truck.
Lincoln Cock.
Do you want to go over the features?
Oh shit.
Lincoln Cock.
Lincoln Cock.
Give me some more features, Shannon.
Okay, so there's the Apple Intelligence. So iPhones will now incorporate AI features throughout the whole operating system. And Siri is also going to work directly with the AI system. And it says that you'll be able to have like more of a conversational interaction with her.
Right. We saw this a few weeks ago.
With Siri?
Yeah, they were giving examples of how Siri would like talk, and it was more like she had a personality. It was infuriating. Mm. I wish women had the personality of Siri. I wish women had less personalities. I wish babe, you want to go to brunch? She was like, yes, I would like to go to brunch. That's fucking
right. Yeah.
My Siri is an Indian guy. It just sounds right.
Yeah. I don't have Siri set up.
Yeah, I don't either. I didn't know.
You can also customize your home screen and control center. That Photos app, there'll be better search options and they'll be easier to browse. More options in messages. iMessage users will get more formatting options and emojis. And a password app. Apple has launched its own standalone app to store your passwords. Those are the main things.
That's a goddamn nightmare.
Yeah, all that.
When is it going to like... Because, I mean, it's someday, we're still waiting for like a big crazy hack, right? There's going to be some sort of like crazy fucking like... iPhone hack where everyone's like information is completely out there. The banks are gonna. There's gonna be something crazy. It's gonna be like doomsday style though.
Yeah,
it's all gonna happen.
But who is that gonna affect the most?
Not me.
That's not me.
You're gonna hack debt.
Go for it. go for it.
It'll be the costliest hack you ever made.
Like, we got you. Wait, we don't want you. That's exactly what would happen. Sorry.
Now you're paying my student loans. Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah, that's where I'm fucking. I get so nervous about that. My mom was so paranoid about like banks. She fucking My mom when she died didn't have a bank account.
Man.
Yeah, she was a crazy person. She had no money, so
I mean that kind of tracks. I mean
she's like they're gonna take all tracks on her arm.
Yeah,
they're gonna take all my night food. I swear to God, they're gonna take it, Lewis. You gotta put it in.
If she died with no money and had a bank account, that would be crazy.
That would be crazy. So.
Yeah, that would be crazy. Yeah, she was a wild one. She made me very paranoid. I remember when she died, somebody called me up from the government. They were like, "Yeah, we owe your mother all this money," and I was like, no, you don't. You're trying to get my money. Then I hung up the phone on them. She made me paranoid.
That's because she probably never like filed for her tax returns.
I didn't probably.
Yeah.
I didn't have a bank account until I was like, in my 30s for sure.
Damn.
In my 30s, without a doubt. And I would go to the check cashing place and I would have my son's mother, Beatrice, I would sign my checks over to her.
Yeah.
Smart.
So she would cash them for me.
So my mom didn't have insurance for a long time. And when Obama was president and they were trying to do the Obamacare stuff.
Yeah.
And if you didn't have insurance, you would get fined.
Yeah.
And I was trying to explain it to my mom. I was like, Mom, you have to have insurance so you can get this Obamacare. So you have insurance or you're going to get fined. And I quote, she goes, they got to find me to find me.
Hell yeah.
That's
yeah.
sick. That's pretty good.
That's a very similar vibe that my mother had.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, I'm so paranoid about all that, dude. Just one day, just waking up, my savings account is drained, gone. Mm. My crypto's
but if
gone.
If you're saving
your mother from the grave, just a dream.
It's probably my fucking sister, fucking bitch.
My mom's the same. My mom still pays her cell phone bill with a check in the mail.
Oh, wow.
Dang. She won't read the credit card number into the phone.
Damn. I kind of like writing checks. It's kind of fun. So dude, I think the old school thing. Writing a check is dope.
I've never written a check.
You've never written a check? No. That's crazy.
I send my mom money for stuff every now and again, and she still has me send it Western Union.
Damn.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That's sick, though. Yeah.
I got Western Union money when I was in Amsterdam. Who Western Unioned me money?
My mom.
Who was it? We ran out of money, and I got Western Union money. I just remember that. It was like the only time I've ever been Western Unioned.
I got Western Union once in Canada.
Yeah,
I left my wallet in a brothel.
Yeah. I was gonna make a joke and say in a strip club.
No, I left it in a brothel,
a bone brothel.
Oh yeah, Zach.
It was wild.
All right, we're gonna wrap this one. You guys are the shit. We love you guys. Thanks for watching. We'll be back on Friday with another exclusive episode. So make sure you guys subscribe to Guest Digital. We love you guys for subscribing. Friday episode. Who was on it? It was great.
Oh,
Scott Chaplin
Scott
and Sabrina
and
Piper.
Sabrina yeah. Piper, Scott Chaplin. Great episode coming at you Friday, and we'll check you then. Peace.
That's all, folks.